It seems like every headline I read about the runoff election for mayor in El Paso has the word trouncing in it. It was a pretty decisive victory for Oscar Leeser.
Yeah, it sure was. And just to reset a little bit, you know, that Oscar Leeser and Dee Margo, who are the two past mayors, were the top two finishers in the November 3rd election. So they met in a runoff last Saturday. Former Mayor Leeser did have a really wide lead in the first round voting, but I'm not sure anybody quite expected the result that we saw in the runoff on Saturday when he won more than 79% of the vote. And obviously the COVID-19 pandemic probably had a lot to do with how voters reacted. There's a lot of frustration with the way the city government, which is led by Mayor Margo, responded. Wasn't really transparent about where problems were happening during the spring and summer. They made a decision to stop enforcing their own health orders. So I think everybody was frustrated, especially the huge, huge outbreak that we had in the fall that that has cost several hundred lives already.
One of those lives, Lillian Blancas, who passed away 5 days before the runoff and ended up winning her election. What will happen next?
The city council will appoint somebody to serve out the four-year term. She also won fairly handily. Just a terrible tragedy. Even the New York Times wrote about her because of the awful circumstances. And just to remind your listeners, she was just 47 years old. Won a municipal judgeship that sadly she'll never be able to serve in.
Just reading about the Tigua Indians, and for so many years now, they have been, you know, fighting to try to operate a casino in El Paso's Lower Valley, and it looks like there might be, you know, some hope along that avenue now. What can you tell us?
Perhaps, and you know, it still may be a long shot. Unlike New Mexico, for a couple of decades now, has had agreements with its Indian tribes to offer gambling. Texas has never agreed to allow the three tribes in this state to offer casino gambling. All of a sudden, in recent weeks, in steps a gentleman named Sheldon Adelson, who is the owner of Las Vegas Sands, which is one of the world's biggest casino operators. And he's hired a dozen lobbyists to try to convince the Texas legislature next year to allow casino gambling in Texas. Obviously, he's looking out for his own interests, and he's probably never even heard of the Tiguas, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. But under federal law, if the state legislature allows somebody like Sheldon Adelson to offer casino gambling, then they'd also have to allow the Tiguas and the two other Indian tribes in the state to do the same. Still a long, long way to go, but Texas has been a state very resistant to expanded gambling, but Adelson has a long history of heavy contributions to Republicans, and so the Republican-controlled legislature might be willing to listen this year.
Hmm. We've been reading about the generosity of the former Mrs. Bezos, Mackenzie Scott, and some local nonprofits have been able to, you know, get a little bit of this windfall that she's been giving away.
So Mackenzie Scott is one of the wealthiest women in the world, but she's also among this group of billionaires who signed a pledge to basically give away the bulk of her wealth in her lifetime. And she has a net worth somewhere above $60 billion. But just in the last couple of months, she's given away more than $4 billion to 384 nonprofits across the country. And we found out this week that three of those were in El Paso. The YWCA of El Paso got $20 million from her. El Paso's Fighting Hunger Food Bank got $9 million, and United Way of El Paso County got $5 million. So that's $34 million that landed in the laps of these three nonprofits that have been working extremely hard during the pandemic and providing needed services to El Pasoans. So this gift will really help them continue the services they provide. It doesn't solve our needs. We as a community have to step up and continue to support these organizations, but it really allows them to breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief right now.
You can find these stories at elpasomatters.org. Thank you, Bob. Have a great week.
Thanks. You too, Casey.